What's Up Yuma with Johnny Porter is sponsored by Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, offering solutions for those who value financial planning. YIVWM.com.
Jilly from Philly.
Nick Papagiorgio from Yuma.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up Yuma Radio. We are here now joined by Kelly Brookshire from Empower Wellness. Good morning, Kelly. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. And we were talking a little bit off air that you came in very refreshed this morning.
She's very calm.
Oh, I'm feeling fantastic.
Yes. Yeah, because you did something for yourself last night, right? You mind sharing what you did?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. This is one of the things that I talk to my patients about all the time is that to heal your body, you have to have mental wellness as well. And yesterday was a really stressful day at work. Mm-hmm. And I was just feeling like I needed a Zen night. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did. It was great. Soaked in a tub, listened to some nice relaxing music, and fell asleep by like 8 o'clock last night.
Oh, that sounds
being
glorious.
Being asleep by 9 is like a life goal for me every day. Now, I don't usually reach it. Like 10, I would say, is good for me, but 8, that's the time I put my kids to bed, and sometimes I'm like, okay, lights off, we're all in bed.
I think my husband was like prepared to call an ambulance.
He's worried.
He's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, this is great, just leave me alone.
Just don't talk to me.
Leave me alone. That's enough out of you.
He even came in at one point. He's like, are you okay? Do you want me to come lay with you?
And
I'm like,
no.
If you just lay here and be quiet and listen to my Zen music
and don't touch me.
And he was like, okay, I'm out.
How funny. Well, I'm glad you got mentally prepared to be here.
No, I'm feeling
very
great
chill
this morning.
So you said that you practice what you preach, right? That was part of what you did, and I could feel it on you today. You're very calm and relaxed. And so where do you preach this at? We talked about Empower Wellness. So let's talk a little bit about Empower Wellness and how that started. You've been in the medical field for about 30 years now, is
a little
that
over
not, over
I'm not gonna age myself.
Okay, so you've been in the medical field for a little bit. You started when you were
a little bit.
You started when you were 2, right? You're 2 years old. You started in the medical field. You knew what you wanted to be, and so you did that. And where'd you start?
So funny. So I started as an RN, okay, and I actually had my nursing license before I was legal to drink alcohol.
Wow.
So I thought that was always funny that I could go in and pass these medications to patients, and yet I couldn't go home and have a beer, which was kind of funny to me. But anyway, so I started as an RN, and then over the years, developed more education. And then at one point in my career, I decided to go back and get my master's and become a nurse practitioner.
Wow.
Solely so I could do what I'm doing now, because I didn't like what I was seeing with Western medicine and how people were being treated. That unfortunately, a lot of Western medicine, they wait for people to get sick before they treat them. There's not a lot of preventative care. Your insurance doesn't pay. They do pay for like mammograms and stuff like that, but we'll talk about that another time. But there's not a lot of out there that to help women, especially who are going through menopause, and even with men, as we all age, we start having all these changes to our body, and there's nothing that was out there that was helping people with that. And so I went back to school to help people.
So you started, you said, as an RN in the Western typical way we would do medicine. What'd you do in those early days? What was like your role as an RN? Where'd you work?
I started in OB. So I worked in mommy baby units, which was great.
Everybody loves that one. Like, we've had so many guests that either wanted to be that.
Like a regular nurse. Like, they've all been baby nurses.
Everybody is like, yeah, it's baby nurses.
That's a cute name.
There's nothing better than the smell of a new baby.
They have their own smells.
They do.
So you started off there.
I did, yeah. And then I moved on, did home care for many years.
What does that mean?
So I would go into people's homes to take care of them. So I did actually a lot of pediatrics. I took care of a lot of young children that had very specific lines for their chemotherapy, that type of thing. And I loved it. I love taking care of kids. They're great. They're so resilient. It was a little heart-wrenching sometimes because most of these kids that I was taking care of did have terminal diseases, but some of them didn't. And it was great. And it's a blessing to be able to help them out, you know,
and their families.
It was great. And then I seem to have been around children a lot because then when I moved to Yuma, I started out at Children's Rehabilitative Services. I was the clinic supervisor over there. And then I went into surgery. And
Oh, wow.
I know.
You're a
surgeon? Like all over. I went into it. No, I was not a surgeon. I'll leave that up to my
husband.
She's
like, I was a brain surgeon for some time.
Yeah, just like, wow, what else have you done?
And I went to the moon. No. No, so anyway, I've had a pretty wide career of doing things. But in all of this, as I was aging, I started having, of course, my own issues. Yeah. And that's what started me on my own educational path. And it was solely for myself originally. But as I became more and more educated, and then I had patients that were coming to me for other services, they were having these same complaints. And I'm going to my doctor and I'm telling them that I feel horrible. I can't sleep. I'm, you know, sweating all night, and amongst many, my hair is falling out, and they just keep telling me I'm normal. And so then I would offer little tidbits of information.
As you're learning the information, you're offering these things up to let them know, okay, so this is maybe try this. Okay.
Well, and I, at this point, had been learning about it for about 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I, cause I, I called myself a perpetual student that I just go from one class to another, to another. And anyway, so I kept offering this information. And then one time I had a patient that had a really bad outcome.
Is that, that's a story that kind of prompted you to do this, right?
It
was somebody that Western medicine, maybe they offered their best, right? Which was, go ahead and tell that story. It's a really cool story.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. So I gave them some advice. They sought some care. Unfortunately, it went really bad. Patient was hospitalized and I felt horrible. Somehow I felt like I was responsible because I had to help guide them to go get help. Unfortunately, it wasn't the right kind of help. And anyway, so that was the day. I was like, you know, everything's got, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back. That was it. I went home, told my husband, that's it. I'm going back to school so I can be a nurse practitioner so I can help these people.
Oh. Yeah, so that's, and then your nurse practitioner, that's taking it to the next level. Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
yeah, that's, you have to have your minimum of your master's degree.
To do that. And yeah, that was started because you saw what happened, like you said, in this Western medicine. They's like, okay. And you said you felt a little bad, but that's what we do here in society right now. Typically, we do that and we look for answers. And what I've learned in Western medicine, they typically treat the symptoms versus the root causes. Have you found that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, you typically, if you go in and you're complaining of a complaint with a doctor, then, or a nurse practitioner, or whomever your provider is, they're going to run a slew of tests. And then, unfortunately, these tests have normal ranges on them.
Yes.
And if you fall in that normal range, well, then you're normal. You're good. But unfortunately, my normal isn't the same as your normal.
Yeah.
Right? So it's, and that's where functional medicine really comes into play, is that we start listening to the patient, not chasing numbers, you know, listening to the patient. You're telling me that your hair is falling out, that you have a hard time losing weight, that you're cold all the time. You got some thyroid issues going on. And I can't tell you, I'll run their labs and sometimes they do come back within that normal range.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that that's their normal.
So it's more in-depth work of what you're doing and individually based.
It's individual. 100%
I've had issues with that, like going to my doctor and saying like, oh, my ovulation's extremely painful after my third child, like bad painful in bed. And then they do all the tests and they do a ultrasound and everything's normal. I'm like, well, what's wrong with me, you know? And they won't do a hormone test because the insurance said no and blah 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 blah. So I get these walls and it's very frustrating.
It is frustrating. And I see it every day in my office. And it, this is always the best part of my job, when someone comes to me for a consultation. And usually when they come in, it's a very emotional visit. And because we kind of rehash everything that's happened. And I'm sitting there with a big smile on my face and they're like, why are you smiling?
This is rude. I know. I'm like, I'm sitting here telling you I feel horrible, and I'm just smiling. And I'm like, because it's all fixable.
Yes.
And I can totally help you.
You're like,
better.
I have the solution.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, this is easy for me. You know,
I love that.
We got this. Mm-hmm. And then they're crying, and then I'm crying, and
it's just a sob fest.
Yeah, it is. It is. But you know, I mean, care is more than just fixing their body too. You have to fix their mind.
That's
so
right.
Much of the time that I spend with my patients is getting through some adversity in their life that they also are trying to overcome. Because if we aren't healthy up here, we can't be healthy in our mind or our body.
Yeah. Yes, and that's how you started the show about, you talked about taking care of your mind and that mental health, they go one and one. So that's like a holistic approach. Mm-hmm. And we hear a lot more about like holistic solutions these days. So that when you were getting your master's degree, how did you pull on that thread of the holistic approach?
Ooh, that was hard, actually. So I was trying to be an overachiever and get my master's
degree. I don't think you were trying. You were doing
it. You just are.
So while I was getting my master's degree, I was also concurrently taking another class with holistic functional medicine at the same time. Mm-hmm. And what I found was there was some obvious clashing going on that my master's degree was telling me that this was the way to do medicine, but then functional medicine was telling me, no, this is the way. And I literally had to stop my functional medicine class at that time because it was getting very confusing, especially when I would go to take a test.
You take a test.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, so you put the holistic on hold?
I had to.
Because you needed to get your master's.
Yeah, like I had to finish getting my master's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I picked it up right after.
Gotcha.
And I'm still in taking classes. Like I said, I never stop.
No, that's important because things change.
It is.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to find out how you picked that back up, the functional medicine part of it, and where you're at today and what you offer at Empower Wellness.
Great.
We're going to do that after a quick break. You're listening to What's Up Yuma Radio right here on 94.7 KOFA Border Radio.
Today's day sponsor is the family of Malia Jordan, wishing her the happiest of birthdays so far. They are happy to share this message with listeners. We've celebrated her birthday with you 13 times before. Join us in cheering loudly to celebrate one more. Happy 14th birthday, Malia. We love you.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, we meet a family that was recently deported to Honduras, despite having legal protections to remain in the U.S. We learn how their story is now part of a broader legal effort to return families like theirs, who should be protected under a legal settlement with the U.S. government. That's next time on Latino USA.
Latino USA airs on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KOFA Border Radio 94.7 FM. Despite patchy smoke in Flagstaff today, it'll be sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Winds out of the southwest at 6 to 13 miles per hour could gust up to 22. Tonight, that patchy smoke should clear and go to a low of 32 in Prescott. It's sunny and breezy with a high of 71 degrees. Wind gusts up to 17 miles per hour out of the southwest. Clear tonight with a low of 40 in Kingman. It's sunny with a high of 74. Clear tonight with a low of 50. Yuma's high is 87 degrees and a low of 59.
Blood services provider Vitalant is hosting blood drives at Yuma locations on an ongoing basis. Daily personal emergencies and ongoing medical needs of thousands of patients require a constant and ready blood supply. Donations of all blood types, especially O, are needed. Locations, dates, and appointments at donors.vitalant.org.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up Yuma Radio. We are here talking to Kelly Brookshire from Empower Wellness. And when we left before the break, she talked about how she was going to school, being the overachiever that she is. She's doing the master's degree part, but also talking about the holistic side, the functional medicine side of things. And so how did you pick that back up, the functional side of things?
Well, it's pretty inspiring to get back into it, and you've paid a very large sum of money to take these classes.
Yes.
So you don't want to just drop them.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Money will drive you to do a lot of things.
That's right.
And that's the thing about doing what I do is all of my classes that I have to take are very expensive, and they're very extensive as well. So anyway, when I got out of school, then I just picked back up the class that I was in. There are a lot of different leaders, I would say, in the functional medicine community. Mm-hmm. So staying a part of with them is really important to make sure that you're getting the top education that you can.
So you got the education, and then now it's time to put that education to work, right? To be that for your clients. Did you start to see a result with the functional side when you opened Empower Wellness?
I did. You know, it was actually a lot more rewarding than I had even expected. I love it. It's a definitely a passion of mine, and I've just grown it more and more, extending, you know, helping with weight loss as well, and getting into gut health, knowing that our gut is so important to our overall health. I finished one class just to sign up for another class. Like right now, I'm in the middle of a peptide class.
See, the overachiever right here.
That's it. Never stop.
Yeah, never going to stop learning. So, so a part of that as well, you were talking about life changes as you get older. But even with men now, testosterone is low in boys, like 13-year-old boys and
it's
stuff. It's horrible. It's so low.
Yeah.
And we are wondering, like, why are we tired? Why don't we have the energy? Why don't we have the be able to do this? Well, it's because maybe the foods we're eating, the lifestyle we live these days, our testosterone's low. We need answers.
Yeah, I agree. And you're absolutely right that I am seeing young men in their 20s that their testosterone level is really low. And it's not a single thing. It's multifactorial that it's our environment. It's these processed foods. It's these high stress life that we have. I would tell you that cortisol is probably one of the biggest pushers. We have these high demand life now. It's kind of sad that we have set ourselves up as a society that we want everything instantly. We want everything now, you know, and if we can't have it now, then we're trying to figure out how we can. And we have so many things on our plate at one time.
Yeah.
And I always use the comparison. I don't know if you ever saw, there's like a trick, the guy that has a stick and he spins plates on it.
Yeah.
And then he'll have like how many plates can he get on there before they all start falling. I feel like that's how we live our lives. It's like, how many plates can we all spin before they start falling apart?
Yeah, and so the thing with the testosterone, I didn't know how much a role it played in my life until my doctor's like, well, let's go get this checked. And I started to do something about it, and it was like night and day for me.
Yeah.
Mine was as low as like 200 or something.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
That's awful.
And yeah, it was so bad. But I was wondering, like, why don't I want to do it? I just want to go home and sleep after work, and that's it. I could barely make it through. But then when it got up to like 800, 900, I'm like, give it to me. What are we going to go do today? Now, but the doctor would ask my wife at the time, is like, is he getting angry? Is he holding out on you? You know, it's like, no, but I was able to have more energy, and I was doing stuff. I was getting stuff done because I started to work on that. And that's some of the stuff you offer, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a thing that a lot of people don't realize is how testosterone affects men and women.
Yes, women too,
they
for sure.
don't realize. So in men, it affects it a little bit differently than women. Everybody knows that testosterone is the driver of your libido, but it's way more than that too. It can affect your cognition, so sometimes you'll have brain fog because of it. It also is our ability to maintain or build muscle mass, which as we get older, that is a really important thing. Nobody wants to think about when they're 80 years old, can they get off the toilet?
Right.
So, but these are important things. You know, it's really, really important that both men and women. And what's funny is men think differently than women. I know this is a surprise to you.
Yeah, surprise.
I let the cat out of the bag. And that in men, testosterone really, if their testosterone is low, they will start questioning the importance of people around them, the importance of their job, that type of thing. And women think things a little bit differently as well. And it was funny, I had this conversation with somebody one time, and I start talking about all the symptoms of low testosterone, and they're just staring at me like, oh my God, I have like all of those things. And I'm like, let's do a blood test. What do you think?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, that and that was me. That was me at one point. And then I did notice, and I don't know how to put it, but it gave me a reward on the other side of getting tasks taken care of.
Yeah.
It did this thing. It was like I had this reward system that I didn't have before. I'm like, I feel like, well, what am I going to accomplish next? And the only thing I could attribute that to is that just starting to get my testosterone in place.
Absolutely.
And in effect. And now you said women also need testosterone.
Absolutely.
So explain a little bit about that.
It's just as important in women. And that's the one of the sad things about Western medicine is that they don't recognize that women need testosterone. So if I were to prescribe testosterone for women, which I do, many women, your insurance won't pay for it because we supposedly don't need it. But for women, it's the same thing, that we need to be able to build our muscle mass, and that we, you know, I do like to have sex, and I'm sure that, you know, there's plenty of people out there that would like to have sex.
We're human,
Yeah, absolutely. And it does affect our sleep pattern. It affects our mentation. So it is just as important. And there are studies that are coming out that are showing how important it is actually for our cardiovascular health as well.
Oh, wow. And these are some of the things, like I go in and say I have these symptoms, and then you figure out, okay, maybe you need this. But do women also need estrogen too?
Yeah, men and women. Yeah,
men and too. Women? No, I don't want any of that.
You do.
I don't want it. No.
You do. But here's a thing that a lot of people don't realize is that you have estrogen receptors. Okay, so just so everyone knows, these are hormones. Hormones are messengers. They send messages to the cell, tell the cell what to do.
Okay,
that's a mini lesson there. There are so many estrogen receptors in our brains, okay? So if you don't have estrogen going into your brain, then you're going to start having some also brain fog, difficulty remembering things, and that type of thing. And it's the same in men. I hate to tell you.
Okay.
You need and you need progesterone. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did not know that. Yeah. I don't even know what that word means. Stop it right now. What is it?
Birth control, doesn't it? Is that the thing?
Oh, that's synthetic.
Okay,
my gosh.
And so, don't worry. I'm not taking any. So
and you mentioned that. So some of the stuff that you provide is not synthetic. Is
all of what I provide.
Oh, all of it.
No, that's
not
important.
Provide. Yeah. I am morally opposed to synthetic hormones.
Yeah, me too. It really did mess with my my body, my cycle, my brain, my emotions. I was like, no, I'm not taking anything.
Yeah. And I've read that more and more about birth control, like what it does to women.
All.
And
like the shot, everything. I don't like any of it.
And I felt bad. I was like, oh, you know, my ex-wife, she was on it for a long time. And it's like, I read about all the side effects and I'm like, yep, that was her. No. So real quick, I there's a lot of places popping up that call themselves wellness, or that. And like a lot of them, I've seen almost every day I see a new one.
Me too.
You know, but what's like some of the safety, right? Like the regulations out there that'll help us get, because there's people that are like, okay, yeah, you'd get this shot and like they just take your money.
I know. That really scares me. Yeah. As a practitioner, there's many great practitioners out there. And so the thing that I really advise patients when they go to somebody for a consultation, first of all, make sure they have the right credentials. You know, are they a nurse practitioner or are they a doctor? In addition to that, do they have the certifications to actually take care of you? They should ask them. So any patient that ever comes to me, if they want to see all my credentials, all of my training that I've done, I'm happy to show them. I'm happy to show them how much money I've spent. Look at this.
look at all the money I spent on all this stuff.
And so I can help you.
And I'm forever learning. So you bet to believe that I'm in a class right now.
Yeah, it's a red flag. It's probably a red flag if someone doesn't want to show you.
I'd
be like, okay, bye.
And that's the other thing is that I tell people is like, if you go to somebody and they're only offering you one modality of how to get their hormone replacement. Yeah. So say they tell you that the only thing you can do is get pellets, all right? There's many ways that you can get your hormones. That's the only thing you can do is pellets. You should probably leave because that means that they really haven't been trained on how to manage your hormones and all the other ways that you can get them. And it's not just giving them, it's understanding the physical physiological effects.
Like what it's going to do to them, right. And then how to manage that.
They're just trying
to
make money.
Engage it.
Yeah. I don't know what they're what they're after. But.
How long after you? I know we're going back just for like a second. Yeah. How long after you got your master's did you open Empower Wellness?
Immediately,
like right at graduation day.
I did. Yeah,
that's the overachiever you are.
She threw off her cap at the graduation
and
thing,
then she holds
and then
up
was
like her
now,
business
now
license.
Now open. Now open.
Funny thing, literally the day that I got my license. This is no joke. We had a party at our house. My husband always hosts a party for all the residents that are graduating from YRMC or on Vita now. Yeah. And that night, someone had thrown away a broken glass into our trash. My husband was carrying out the trash and it sliced open the side of his leg.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, where's all this blood coming from? I looked down and my husband's leg is like, spraying blood everywhere. I'm like, and it was so funny because I have this room full of doctors, right? Uh-huh. So I'm like, okay, who's going to sew up my husband? Yeah. And it was crickets.
Really?
None of them wanted to do it. Well, my husband's a plastic surgeon, so I find out later that none of them wanted to sew up the plastic surgeon because they were like going
to
be critiqued on how well it turned out. Yeah. So long story short, I sewed up my husband. So my very first day having my license, we had to go
doing surgery.
Very cool.
And I submitted him a bill at the end.
Here's your invoice.
You owe me a necklace.
Here's your invoice. So we're running out of time. So if people want to find out more about Empower Wellness and some of the stuff that you offer, how do they do that?
So there's our website, of course, empowerwellnessaz.com. You're welcome to call our office, 344-6263. I'm happy to talk to anybody and everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah, you got a cool location right next to Juliana, so if you want to go over there and get a nice dinner, you can always do that as well.
After your testosterone shot.
Yeah, that's always fun. All right, thank you again so much. I appreciate
you. Yeah,
you
were great.
Jilly from Philly.
Nick Papa Giorgio from Mueller.